Handle Najib's royal addendum, appeal with caution, Pasir Gudang MP tells unity government. Johor Bahru, outspoken Pasir Gudang MP Hassan Abdul Karim has urged the unity government to be cautious in handling Datuk Seri Najib Razak's appeal, in view of a January 6 rally planned by UMNO in support of the jailed former premier. Hassan said that will also be the day the Court of Appeal decides on Najib's application to appeal the Kuala Lumpur High Court's rejection of his application for a judicial review of a purported royal addendum and royal pardon issue. Also read, House arrest applications for prisoners must go through Pardons Board, says AGC, on Saturday, December 28. The Attorney General's Chambers, AGC, issued a statement in which two paragraphs stated that any application regarding a royal pardon under Articles 42(1) and 42(2) of the Federal Constitution must be made to the Pardons Board chaired by the Yang Dai Pertuan Agong. There are several ways the AGC's statement can be interpreted, he said in a statement on Sunday, December 29. Hassan said in his opinion, the royal addendum could turn out to be a hot issue that affects the unity within the Madani administration. He pointed out that UMNO already planned to hold a solidarity rally for Najib on January 6. He added that PAR then quickly tried to score political points by also mobilizing its supporters in front of the Palace of Justice in Putrajaya on that day, while Bersatu said it had no objection if its supporters also wanted to take part. Also read, UMNO and PAR to hold solidarity rally for Najib. He added that government leaders should be aware of the political effect of mass rallies. Hassan said the various Bersi rallies contributed to the 2018 downfall of Najib's administration and Barisan Nasional, which had governed Malaysia for 60 years. Anwar should also remember how the Pakatan Harapan government led by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad was shaken by a mass gathering over the ISERD and Rome Statute issues organised by PAR and UMNO, and it fell after being in power for about 22 months. Maybe this is why the AGC issued such a statement, to avoid further complications, he said, adding that he believed there would be hope for Najib, regardless of what happens on January 6. Hassan said the AGC's statement suggests that Najib may still appeal to the Pardons Board, chaired by the current Yang Dai Pertuan Agong. Let's see how this latest development unfolds and whether Najib has another chance for a second bite of the cherry, he said. Najib's appeal revolves around an alleged royal addendum allowing him to serve the remainder of his prison sentence in the SRC international case under house arrest. In the notice of application, he is seeking a mandamus order that all of the respondents or one of them answer and verify the existence of the royal addendum dated January 29 this year. Najib is further seeking an order that if the royal addendum exists, all or one of the respondents must execute the royal order and immediately move him from Kajang prison to his residence in Kuala Lumpur where he would serve his remaining sentence under house arrest.